News, I'm Ben Thomas. The first night of curfew restrictions in downtown Los Angeles saw police detain more than 20 people. The commander in charge of National Guard troops, Major Scott Sherman, says so far 500 have been trained to accompany agents on federal immigration operations.
Strictly for the protection of the federal personnel and the protection of the federal building, they're allowed to temporarily detain and wait for law enforcement to come and arrest them. They do not do any arrest. They are strictly there to detain, to wait for law enforcement to come.
But California Governor Gavin Newsom says
Donald Trump, without consulting California law enforcement leaders, commandeered 2,000 of our state's National Guard members to deploy on our streets illegally and for no reason. This brazen abuse of power by a sitting president inflamed a combustible situation.
Overseas, a U.S. drawdown of personnel in the Middle East, Lisa Dwyer explains.
As talks between the U.S. and Iran over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear capability appear to be breaking down, and with veiled threats of use of force by both sides, the State Department has ordered the departure of all non-essential personnel from the American Embassy in Baghdad and has authorized the departure of non-essential personnel and family members from Bahrain and Kuwait. The Defense Department has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents across the region. The next set of talks are tentatively scheduled for this weekend in Oman, but it's looking increasingly unlikely those talks will happen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Labor Department reports consumer prices were up 2.4% in May compared with a year ago. Wall Street's rally stalled, the S&P slipping 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 0.5%, the Dow little changed. This is AP News. The matchup is set for one of November's key political contests. Julie Walker reports President Trump will be a large presence in the New Jersey governor's race.
Republican Jack Cittarelli, who had President Trump's endorsement for New Jersey governor, wins his primary, beating four other candidates. He thanked Trump at his victory party Tuesday.
We won because our campaign is about people, not politics.
Cittarelli will face off against Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill, who won her six-way primary. In her victory speech, she criticized Cittarelli.
A state like this is not going to be led by a Trump lackey like Jack Cittarelli.
While Sherrill is hoping to hold on to the governorship for Democrats, Cittarelli is seeking to win it back for Republicans after two straight Democratic victories. I'm Julie Walker.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.